We woke up in the morning, and that's the first thing you think about, is needing this high, wanting this high, and then you would obviously spend all your money on it, and you'd look for ways to make money. So it was an absolute nightmare.
The nightmare he's talking about is drug addiction, in his case methadone, otherwise known as moonshine. Now, we've changed his voice to hide his identity, but he tells us just how he got to that stage.
Probably about 14 years old, it would be Poppers, which is it's like a liquid in a small glass jar. We bought it in a shop in Kilmarnock. When you see it in a shop, you automatically assume that it's safe, it's fine to do it somehow. So that was the first experience.
But things quickly spiralled out of control from there for the teenager. After giving marijuana a go, he then discovered new psychoactive substances, or as we know them, legal highs.
You could buy these in shops in the high street. We got them in Glasgow in colourful packaging. They look cool. We probably weren't even at house parties and sometimes out in the street at that age. And then you'd start off drinking with them at the beginning of the night. And then as soon as the drug kicked in, you wouldn't want to touch drink again. It was just, you're just standing in it like a zombie.
But years of using methadone caught up with him when he was hospitalised in 2015.
I felt really unwell. It was strange sensations all over inside my body. A guy carried me through to the research room. I was in there for about 40 minutes. It was pretty scary for about 40 minutes. I never lost consciousness, but my heart was going far too fast.
Detective Inspector Michael Miller. I'm the National Drug Coordinator for Police Scotland. It's interesting how the figures have got more over the last few years. The drug market in the last few years has changed significantly. You know, up until maybe 7-8 years ago, we knew exactly what we were going to deal with. And then all of a sudden that changed.
Mr Miller says so-called legal highs are to blame for the rise in the number of teenagers using drugs and landing themselves in court.
It's very, very dynamic and it's changing all the time. Those figures are an indication. The education side of it's probably one of the most important things. Enforcement's, yeah, big point. But one of the things that we are focused in on is prevention. We all want to fit in, and if your friends are doing something, it's almost like the peer pressure. It's just giving people the confidence to actually go, do you know what? No, I'm not going to do that. And again, it's back to the education side.
And having the confidence to say no is exactly what this man's done. Now in his late 20s and with a heart condition, he's turned his back on drugs for good.
Don't look at your friends and see that they're taking them and they're having good times, and you might read on social media that it's cool and all your pals are taking them. Don't listen to it. Make a decision based on your own beliefs, and don't be so stupid, because it could be fine for your pals and you could just drop dead.